Rich, no big surprise with the Heisman Trophy, I guess. Kyler Murray.
Not for me, no.
Winning the Heisman Trophy over Tua. I'm not surprised. I don't know that I agree with it. I'm not surprised because generally when you follow the money on these things, the people who put the odds out tend to know these things. That's what makes this whole turn of events with the Heisman interesting to me, is that I went back and looked. I went back and found the old Jimmy Shapiro emails from the last few weeks. And he sends us an email every week about college football with the odds for the national championship and the odds of the Heisman Trophy. And as recent as November 26th, which was the Monday before the conference title game, so there was one game left in the season for each of those two teams, Alabama and Oklahoma. They were both their conference title games, Alabama taking on Georgia, Oklahoma taking on Texas. November 26th, Tua was a 1-5 favorite, according to the odds makers, to win the Heisman Trophy. Kyler Murray was a 7-2 underdog 5 days before the only game left on the schedule. So it means one of two things. It means either that the voters put a lot of stock in what happened in conference title week. And by the way, Alabama ended up winning the game, but it was Jalen Hurts at the end of the game who was making those plays, which was probably not a great look for a Heisman candidacy. Or two, they were just way off on what the vibe and the mentality was of these Heisman Trophy voters. I kind of hope it's the latter.
I think it's a little bit of both, Sean.
Oh, I'm sure it's a little bit of both because there's hundreds of voters with the Heisman Trophy, but I would hope more people just weren't changing their minds based on 1 week of football.
I mean, for that number to be what it was on November 26th, to me, is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because by that point in time, Kyler Murray had made his case pretty strong that he at least needed to be considered shoulder-to-shoulder with Tua Tagovailoa as the Heisman frontrunner. If you had told me in September or October that Murray was going to win it over Tagovailoa, I would have said you were nuts. So this was sort of a slow buildup. This wasn't an overnight thing. But like the reason I said I think it's a little bit of both is because, yeah, I think the conference championship game performances put him over the top. If there still needed to be some getting over the top on the part of Kyler Murray, that's what did it.
Yeah. Who do you think is the better football player?
Are we talking about pro potential?
No. Just the better college football player. Who would you have voted for as most outstanding player?
Kyler Murray.
Yeah. I think he's the better football player, too. I hate to not vote for Tua from this standpoint.
His team was so good, he didn't get a chance to prove himself.
Yeah. And
he didn't.
Yeah. And here's the big thing, Rich, is that he was a big part of that. And here's what I mean by that is we've seen dominant Alabama teams before. We've never seen an Alabama team with a dominant quarterback. And so offensively, we've never seen a truly dominant Alabama offense. We've seen offensive lines that can maul teams, and we've seen running backs that can line up. They've won two Heisman trophies with running backs in the last decade with Mark Ingram and Derrick Henry, and they've had a long list of others who've gone on to play in the NFL.
Yep.
They've never had a quarterback like Tua, and they finally get a quarterback like Tua, and what happens? They're a team that was a virtual lock every week if you bet on the first half of college football games. They covered the spread in the first half of college football games on a routine basis. People were making thousands of dollars because they were the biggest lock on the board every week to be burying their opponents at halftime. Some pretty good opponents, too, once they got into the SEC part of their schedule. But so that's the part for me. He had 200 less snaps than Kyler. So people are going to look at the numbers and go, well, look at these numbers for Kyler Murray. It's like, all right, he plays in the Big 12 and his defense stinks.
Yeah, but he also passes the eye test, Kyler Murray.
Well, of course he does.
I mean, spectacular.
They both
football
do.
Player. But yeah, it works, I think, against Tagovailoa on two fronts, the Heisman Trophy front and the upcoming playoff. Look, he's expected to be healthy enough to resume his starting position come the college football playoffs. He will go into that Final Four, which will determine the national champion, relatively untested in these type of situations. You know, I mean,
he did throw the winning touchdown in overtime of the championship game last year.
He did. No, I know you're talking about this season.
I'm guessing.
I am talking about this season.
I trust his clutch gene implicitly, Rich. I don't think
but
that
you know what?
He came push up big come, in the biggest moment
push,
possible.
Push comes to shove, Sean. I do too, but it's a relatively untested clutch gene, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
And that's not his fault.
In terms of the number of opportunities he's had, yeah, but when he's had opportunities. I mean, the guy, he hasn't lost a football game yet, right?
Right, absolutely.
So, you know, like I can't say he's not going to come up big in those situations because we haven't seen that either. The only thing we've seen is him come up big in those situations like that. He was clearly banged up in that SEC title game. That one, I get it that it was Jalen Hurts who kind of came in and saved the bacon for Alabama in that game, but Tua was clearly operating. And I know you pointed out the caveat of health. He should go into December 29th against Oklahoma healthy enough to where you can't use that as a crutch to stand on if they wind up losing to OU.
Look, am I saying it's completely fair? No. Yeah. Some of the factors that determined this were completely out of Tua Tagovailoa's control. But I'm not going to sit here and say that Kyler Murray was an undeserving winner of the Heisman. I would have voted for him.
Yeah, no, I think he's deserving for sure. The big winner in all this is Lincoln Riley. Lincoln Riley has been a head coach 2 years in college football.
What a recruiting tool.
He's got two Heisman Trophy winners.
Yeah.
So that are two different guys, you know, and also two guys who transferred into the program.
Yeah, how you feeling about that, Red Raiders and Aggies?
Yeah, the Aggies are the ones that really got to be kicking themselves. I mean, Kyler Murray was a legacy there.
They chose Kyle Allen over Kyler Murray.
Yeah. I mean, that they were even having the two of them duke it out.
Yeah.
It's a bad look for Kevin Sumlin. But
legacy. Kyler Murray and Flounder.
Yeah. 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 And Kyler Murray greater than Flounder. Maybe not comedically so much, but...